And I think that's more of an indictment of where we are culturally than it is her individually. But it's, either way, it is definitely something that I think people need to take into account.
One of the big pieces of news today was the Nevada State Supreme Court oral arguments in the Stavros Anthony Clark County Commission case. And the facts of the case are pretty cut and dried. And Joe Gloria's testimony before the Clark County Commission seems to be pretty ironclad. We have 126 anomalies, as they call them, or discrepancies, and everybody's asking the question, when are we going to get a decision? They had the oral arguments today. You have any feel for how that works here in Nevada?
You know, one thing I'll say about the judiciary, not just in this state but everywhere, but especially in this state, is it is so hard to judge whether or not how those judges are actually feeling that day. And so it's going to be really hard to predict this one. The one thing I would say, and this isn't based in any sort of law or anything, this is just kind of an observation, judges have been extraordinarily hesitant to do anything that is going to be outlandish or anything that is really going to draw fire. So with that as a backdrop, I'm not overly confident that they are going to make any big decisions when they finally get around to it.
Wow. By the way, we'll be bringing you in our next half hour the oral arguments themselves from Mike Wall, from Bradley Schrager. They each had 15 minutes plus questions from the bench. We'll bring you some of that coming up in our next half hour. Always good to visit with you, my friend. Michael, you have a good rest of your week, and we'll talk again soon.
All right. Enjoy your week.
Thanks, man. Michael Schaus. From Nevada Policy Research Institute. And by the way, this NPRI report brought to you by our friends at Nevada Trucking Association. Stick around. As I mentioned, we will have testimony, or actually the oral arguments, not testimony. It'll be oral arguments from Carson City and from Las Vegas. We'll do that and a whole lot more coming up in just a couple of minutes. I'm Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Coming up on 431 right now as we check out our traffic cams, and there is a crash on Interstate 15 northbound that's consuming three lanes right now to the left. So you're going to want to stay to the right as you work your way through the resort corridor, Interstate 15 northbound at Charleston. Those backups continue all the way back to Tropicana. Also, your bumper-to-bumper 215 West at Tenaya. Some slow flows on the Southern Beltway as well. 215 northbound at Robindale. 215 West at Gillespie as you work your way through there. Also, remember the road work. That continues on Interstate 11 southbound at Wagon Wheel. The on- and off-ramps close tonight at 8 p.m.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. Vegas Golden Knights hockey back at this evening in St. Louis as they match up against the Blues. When these two teams played against each other on Monday, the Golden Knights came away with a 6-1 victory. In fact, Vegas is 4-0-1 against the Blues this season, while St. Louis, they are 0-6-1 over their last seven games. And if you extend that back to March 13th, they are just 2-8-1. St. Louis has fallen out of playoff position. UNLV football continuing to go through a spring practice. In practice number four yesterday at Rebel Park, they wore full pads for the first time. This sports flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
Police officers know it only takes a few seconds of someone texting and driving for things to go terribly wrong. That's why officers are increasing enforcement of texting and driving laws. So put your phone down when driving, or be prepared for the consequences. You drive, you text, you pay. Paid for by NHTSA.
Confession time. I almost feel guilty about how much I just saved at Kohl's. Almost. The epic deals are so good, you'll feel like you're getting away with something. Like spring tees for less than 10 bucks, sandals that me and my family will wear all season for $29.99 and under, and bedding is 40 to 60% off. I even got Kohl's cash, so I'm totally going back for those sunglasses I saw. Can't have fun in the sun without great shades, am I right? Select styles ends April 11th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison and Steffen. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison and Steffen to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison and Steffen, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Gentlemen, Jim Dallas alongside. He's on the other side of the glass, of course, as always. Big story today, MGM apparently bringing back conventions with in-room testing, vaccine passport technology. A lot of people don't like it, and they have some pretty good reasons for not liking it. How extensive is this going to be, Jim?
Well, I got to tell you, Kevin, the more I look at this, it does raise an eyebrow, especially if those people like me care not to get a vaccine. It's a biometric identity company. They call it the Clears Health Pass, a mobile app. It shows temperature check results, COVID-19 test results, and soon they'll have COVID-19 vaccination records. Now, what bothers me, if I want to attend, I'm not going to have any vaccination records. Now, does that mean they're going to keep me out? I don't know enough about this, but they want to increase confidence. That is the goal, to reintroduce meetings and conventions at all of their properties. MGM and the Sands Corporation wants to do this as well. And they say it's safe. They say McCarran Airport and the Vegas Golden Knights also use Clears technology.
Wow. Now my question is, how are they going to get the vaccine records? Is it something where we will voluntarily give that information up? For instance, if your trade organization is having a convention, they send you information saying, hey, if you want to attend this thing, you've got to give us this information. And that's the vaccine records.
And that's a good question, and still don't really have a clear answer on that yet. But even some people, I went through a severe bloody nose when they stuck that. It was a plastic tube with
ooh.
It was plastic. It was the length of a straw that you would suck down a.
They call it the brain teaser.
It's what it is, and they stuck a way up there and twisted it around, and I had a severe bloody nose after that.
Oh my.
That is not something that I want to do again to prove that I'm not COVID positive. They do temperature checks, which in most places, that is sufficient enough. Now, I go to the Westgate, especially during football season, and they do a temperature check. No big deal. You walk in, you put your forehead up there, they say, oh, 97.9 degrees, you're good to go. And that would be sufficient, I think, for a lot of people. But when you start talking about vaccination records, There may be 25% of the population like me that doesn't want to get one.
It'll be real interesting to see how this thing plays out. I don't know, because there are a lot of people that don't want their personal, you know, medical records. You know, have you ever heard of HIPAA? They don't want those records out there.
Right.
And by the way, if MGM uses this information, will some other hotel entity, will they sell that information?
That is a good question. And again, this is in the early stages, so we may learn a little bit more maybe by this time tomorrow. But I don't know. My eyebrows are raised, that's for sure.
Nope, you're right. Gentleman Jim Dallas joining us as he does every day. I want you to hear, this is, by the way, the guy's name is Mike Wall. My son's name is Mike, believe it or not. No relation, but he is with Hutchison Stefan. And this was the Nevada Supreme Court oral arguments on the Stavros Anthony deal. He lost the election by 15 votes. Or by 10 votes. Then, after a recount, it was 15, but there was 139 discrepancies. And Joe Gloria, before the Clark County Commission, said, "I can't certify who won this election. I just can't." This was Mike Wall with oral arguments earlier today, both in Carson City and here in Las Vegas.
It's simply not true that the rule that we are arguing for would result in a new election in every case. This very election demonstrates that fact. The registrar certified every election in light of the same 139 irreconcilable differences, except one. The reason he didn't certify the one is because that one is within such a close margin of error, he could not certify what the will of the people is.
So, Mr. Wall, what do we take from the fact that when he did do his affidavit, the registrar used the language from 293.410. He didn't use 465. He didn't use prevention. He used reasonable doubt as to the outcome of the election, which is one of the prongs of applying 410. Help me with that.
Your Honor, the affidavit problem that we keep addressing comes down to, as I keep saying, a construction of the statute. It was represented here that the registrar said he wasn't trying to submit this pursuant to that statute. That, I think, is a misrepresentation of the deposition testimony in the record at A260. What the registrar said was, "I didn't correlate the two. I simply followed the directive of the DA." What is true is that the registrar went to the legislature, to the commission, told the commission, "I can't certify. I will certify all the rest of them. I won't certify this one." So if that language comes from the other statute or doesn't apply here, it would only be because this court construed this statute to be very, very narrow.
So, Mr. Wall, Justice Kadish here. So what he said in his affidavit is that there are 139 discrepancies and 218 precincts in District C. Now, just looking at those numbers, that means not every precinct has a discrepancy, and maybe some precincts have more than one. I don't know. Have you specified which specific precincts or districts would need to be redone that were prevented as contemplated under 465?
No, we don't know. That there are irreconcilable differences. We don't even know what they we could identify the precincts that had a difference, but the statute requires a new election because the discrepancies are irreconcilable.
That's Mike Wall from Hutchison Stefan. I just got confirmation we will be joined by Mark Hutchison tomorrow at 5:30. 5:30 tomorrow. Mark Hutchison will join us, and we'll get his reaction to the oral arguments and how he thought it went. By the way, that was Mike Wall. He is the attorney for Stavros Anthony. Bradley Schrager is the attorney for Ross Miller. We'll get a chance to hear from him coming up in our next segment. Stick around. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
Heidi Harris.
Now mainstream media folks are blaming white evangelicals for prolonging the COVID pandemic. Not making that up. I'll explain.
Now, weekday mornings, 9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
For over 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge open 24-7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. It is live and local. And by the way, tomorrow 5:30, we'll have Mark Hutchison on, and that'll be fun. The oral arguments were today. And simply put, Bradley Schrager argued against Stavros Anthony. And for those of you that don't know, this is the Clark County Commission, District C. Ross Miller was essentially put in the seat because he won the election on election night. Then we found out about the 139 discrepancies, and all heck broke loose. But this was Bradley Schrager earlier today arguing against Stavros Anthony at the Nevada Supreme Court. Here it is.
293-465 seems, in my reading, to require an event, an incident, a disruption, something that prevents or interferes with the balloting or the counting or the transportation or the delivery of the ballots. What is the event or the incident here? These statistical discrepancies are, in essence, you know, when a voter shows up, checks in, and then leaves without casting their ballot. Or, for example, when, again, fallible voters meet fallible election officials, someone is not checked in properly, but they're completely eligible, and they're permitted to vote. That's why you have statistical discrepancies. Mr. Anthony has not placed any ballots in question. There is no allegation that any ballot was counted that shouldn't have been. There's no allegation that any ballot wasn't counted that ought to have been. Neither is there any indication of any incident that can be directly, you know, linked to harm or prejudice to Mr. Anthony. I mean, even in, you know, what is the event or the incident here that causes the prevention, the like causes? The reason why any other cause is an expansive notion in this particular statute is because there are limitless possibilities of things that could prevent the election machinery from completing or conducting the election. But the thing still has to achieve that. What is the event here? I mean, with a 15-vote margin, would it be the 16th clerical flaw?
Before
anyone knew what... Yes.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Mr. Schrager, why isn't 293.410 on all fours with the facts of this case?
It absolutely is. And in fact, that was the best option for Mr. Anthony, because if you look at 293.410 subsection 2 or section 2 subsection D, what it says is one of the grounds for contesting an election is that the election board, in conducting the election, made errors sufficient to change the result of the election as to any person who has been declared elected. That's the terrain that Mr. Anthony ought to have been fighting on. Because I have to disagree with opposing counsel that, you know, 293-465 is a voter access statute. It is not a candidate protection statute.
That's Bradley Schrager, the attorney for Ross Miller. And I'll just tell you, I watched the entire oral argument, and I came away fairly convinced. I'm not an attorney, and I haven't represented anybody. You know, I haven't been a part of the district court trials, but I'm going to tell you, I think there is every reason for this court to rule for Stavros Anthony. I just believe it. And I'm going to tell you something. One of the things that I think is going to be important here, the point of law that we talked about with Mark Hutchison the other day, and that is this whole notion of the will of the people. And we don't know, because of those 139 discrepancies, what the will of the people in District C is. We don't know. And that, to me, is a major, major hurdle that Ross Miller has to get past. That this, at the end of the day, it's all about the will of the people. Democrats have been saying this for decades. That's their big thing. That's their whole deal. That's why we don't have national voter ID, you know, and some of these other good things that would make, you know, voting a lot more safe. And the fact is that they, you know, every time anything comes up, it's, well, we got to be careful about the will of the voters. So in other words, we're going to leave the polls open till 10 o'clock because we need to see what the will of the voters is. Well, now the Democrats don't like that idea. Anyway, we'll talk more about that and a whole lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Stay where you are. Do not touch that dial on AM 670 KMZQ.
New time, same great shows. Mike Gallagher wakes you up morning 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you 9 to noon. And hear the next big thing with Charlie Kirk noon to 3. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is Heidi Harris for Boss Security Screens. I was looking for a way to make my home feel even more secure, and I found these Boss Security Screens. They are amazing. First of all, they look great. They are guaranteed to prevent break-ins and forced intrusions, and they're installed over whichever kind of windows you have already. Nobody has to come in your house to give you an estimate. Nobody has to come in your house to install these amazing screens. The great thing is they keep the bad guys out, but if you need to get out in an emergency or a family member, child, elderly person, they have an ADA compliant latch that allows that easily. So very important. BossSecurityScreens.com. That's B-O-S-S. BossSecurityScreens.com. Give them a call. They'll be happy to come out and give you a free estimate, show you the different colors and all the features. BossSecurityScreens.com. Made in the USA. Guaranteed for life. Call 702-637-0255. 702-637-0255. You're going to love them as much as I love mine. BossSecurityScreens.com.
Hi, this is Republican Assemblywoman Melissa Hardy from Assembly District 22. I'm proud to represent the Henderson Green Valley Ranch area, which includes parts of Anthem and Sun City. Catch me on the Kevin Walsh Show on AM 670, where Kevin and I will be talking all things related to the 2021 legislative session. Tune in to hear the latest on what's happening in the building and to get updates about legislation that may impact you and your family. To learn more about me, go to Hardy4Nevada.com.
My battery died, and I didn't feel comfortable taking my car anywhere.
When you need any car repair, big or small, RepairSmith brings the shop to you. We do the work in your own driveway. It's the easiest and safest way to repair your car.
RepairSmith replaced my battery, checked out my fluids, filters, everything, all while masked and gloved. And the bonus? It was extremely affordable. Wow, what a great service.
RepairSmith mechanics are fully certified and have over 15 years of in-the-field experience. Schedule your appointment today and get your free quote. No surprises, no extra fees.
Taking your car to the shop is a thing of the past. Thanks, RepairSmith.
Find out why hundreds of car owners in Las Vegas are servicing their vehicles with RepairSmith. Take control over your time and get your car serviced from the comfort of your own home. To get a free quote or to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code RADIO. That's RepairSmith. RepairSmith.com code radio. RepairSmith.com code RADIO.
This time next week, I'll be sick in bed with West Nile virus. Thanks to a mosquito bite right in front of my house.
In 8 minutes, my daughter will be in an ambulance, having an asthma attack triggered by cockroaches.
I'm going to be bitten by a tick today. I won't even know it until Lyme disease turns my life upside down.
Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the CDC.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The last word this hour we're going to give to a guy that spent, some time here in Southern Nevada. Yeah, we're talking about Jimmy Kimmel, and just the other night, making fun of Trump and the Major League Baseball moving the All-Star Game out of Atlanta. Give a listen to Jimmy Kimmel.
With all his complaining about cancel culture, this guy has tried to cancel more culture than anybody ever. If you listen to Donald Trump, you'd have to cancel baseball, Coke, Delta Airlines, Viacom, CBS, Citigroup, Cisco, UPS, Apple, Macy's, Univision, HBO, Oreo, Rolling Stone, Fox News, Starbucks, Geico, Goodyear, Amazon, AT&T, the NFL, T-Mobile, Harley-Davidson, Nike, Comcast, and Merck, which happens to make Propecia the drug Donald Trump takes to slow his balding down. What are the chances that Donald Trump actually gives up Diet Coke or his bald head medicine? None. But he wants you to.
Jimmy Kimmel. I don't agree with his politics, but he is funny. I mean, I'm sorry, but he is. I mean, he is hilarious. Coming up, Heidi Kasama, Assemblywoman District 2. That's the old John Hambrick district. And we'll find out how week number 10 is going. Let's see. bills originating in the assembly. 124 Republican bills, 52